The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Should you go to the polls on November 4th and vote? Perhaps you're so disappointed with the presidential candidates of the Democrat and Republican parties, you just can't see any reason for voting. That shows there's something you don't know that every American must know if we are to preserve our liberty. That is, the most important offices to be decided on next Tuesday are the local ones, not the national ones. It's a common mistake, but a deadly one. The fact we think more of the presidential race than the local magistrate's race shows we have taken into our mind the humanist idea that the many are to be ruled by the few. If we think more of national races than local ones, we're part of the problem instead of a part of the solution. God teaches us in the Bible that government is to take place from the inside out and from the bottom up, not the top down. In the second chapter of Genesis, we learn that God placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden and told man not to eat of it. In other words, Adam was to exercise self-control or internal self-government and not eat of the forbidden tree. When mankind disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit, God established the first external government. He placed angels and a flaming sword around the tree of life. He thereby taught us that if we don't have internal self-government, we must have external government, thus establishing the principle that external government is secondary to internal self-government. From this, America's founders reasoned that most government control should be at the local level, closer to the individual, not the national level. That's why when they wrote our National Constitution in 1787, they added the 10th Amendment to clarify that all rights not specifically granted to the national government by the states were still held either by the state government or by the people themselves. They never intended for the national government or its elections to be the most important. They intended the local government and its offices to be the most important. So the local elections on November 4th are the most important reason you should vote. Likewise, in the event of a collapse of the national government, which seems more likely every day, the burden of protecting the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property will fall on local and state governments. They would be the governments which must maintain order, enabling family life, education, and business to continue to function. Thus, in the elections of coming years, electing local people who live by the Bible and know that its commands should be carried out in government becomes the most important thing concerning our election process. Yes, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you must go to the polls and vote next Tuesday. The great revivalist Charles Finney summed up why when he preached and said, "The time has come when Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them." Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this manner, he said. But the time has come, rather, when they must act differently. Christians seem to act as if they thought God did not see what they do in politics. But I tell you, He does see it. And He will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including the revival meetings that we do, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.